What is up, everybody? You know it's Monday night and we are here, the Salt Shakers. We've been busy today. We finally made our way to our neck of the woods here at Monday Night Raw. About to break down all the chaos in just 22 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
That is right, Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And of course...
Yeah, now I'm going to go off. This is Shayna, the Queen of Spades, Baszler, and you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
And there it is. We are here to talk all things Monday Night Raw. Of course, if you've been following along, there's been a lot of chaos going on, a lot of drama, and a lot of backlash from tonight's episode as well that we'll get into. But very interesting episode. Champions getting beat without losing their titles.
Yeah, sure.
Trish getting her steel cage match for the first time in her career.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. I mean, Seth is fighting for his life, but
he is.
Let's just jump right on into it because we won't be here that long. We open up the show in Quebec, of course, with Sami Zayn, and he is overpowered by the crowd. I mean, anytime they are in, honestly, anytime they're in Canada, they go crazy. Tonight, no difference. But the Judgment Day made their way out, and it was a lot of chaos going on. They decided to circle Sami in the ring, and of course, Kevin comes out, decides to help his partner, because Kevin don't give a damn if he is medically cleared, if he isn't, if he's injured. He's going to help Sami. They've had such a long history, and now they've been tag team champions since WrestleMania. So you got to help your partner. And then after all of that, of course, the main event was set for tonight, which we'll get into because it ended up the ending. like, just crazy. But we get to the first match of the night. Of course, New Day, Xavier Woods, Kofi taking on Drew McIntyre and Riddle. I thought they had a really great match. All four of these competitors, no stranger to the spotlight. Very nice. Now, what was very interesting is that Drew McIntyre was semi-taken out of the match by the Viking Raiders, which caused Riddle to take the pin. Kofi and Xavier did get the win. However, they got the beat down, too. The Viking Raiders seem to have their eyes set on every tag team. They don't care who it is. But Drew McIntyre finally got up and beat the fuck out of all them. And, you know, Drew has been built to be unstoppable, in a sense. So I knew they weren't going to be able to do it. But, you know, Drew and Matt suffering that loss and suffering a beatdown. No one really won in this situation. But it seems like JD Madonna's on the winning team when it comes to Finn, taking under his wing. A protege, if you will. And he's very adamant about working with Finn and being kind of like a saving grace to everything that's going on with Finn. So we'll have to see how this develops. But of course, before they got out of here, Rhea just really wants answers. You know, like really, what's really going on? You know, we've made it through some dark times. You and Damian seem to be on the outs. What's really going on? Let's try to fix this. Judgment Day is obviously the pinnacle of Monday Night Raw, but they can't. What you going, girl, Santana? What's going on over there, honey?
I don't know. I just feel like when you have an outsider coming in trying to play peacemaker or insert themselves in somebody else's business, which is what Jay. Yeah. According to Cody Rhodes, a Funko Pop, Funko Pop, whatever thing is, you know. And boy got a head size of an air balloon situation. And you remember how with WWE, like, you can put the big heads on their bodies in the game?
Yep.
That's JD. So my thing is that Finn is confining a lot into JD, and that is
yeah.
knows him on a personal level and so on and so forth. But JD has not been here since you've been riding with Judgment Day, Finn. They've been here like since the beginning, since you joined them and everything like that. And I mean, like, you're allowing an outsider, just because of based off a friendship and history that you have with someone, or because you train whatever, you allow them to come in, and it is causing a lot of friction. I know a lot of people try to say, oh, it's Damian Priest in the briefcase and blah blah, but it may have started with that, but JD being placed here is also causing a lot of issues. It really is. So I hope they figure it out. It seems like they may have gotten it together tonight, but it does also seem as if like there's still a lot of tension between Finn and Damian, and Rhea is doing the best she can to get her boys together while, you know, of course, Dum Dum is just, you know, doing what he does best, stick beside his mommy and going from there. I mean, Finn, you know, he has his insecurities or whatever, but, you know, I just want mommy to get it together, Finn and Damian, because, you know, I might be able to see y'all next week. And I need y'all to do right in front of me, because I don't need to be in my section losing my damn mind because some shit's about to happen.
Crazy. What was real funny is we saw a short package with Shayna Baszler giving Ronda Rousey this Mortal Kombat finisher.
Nasty.
That was nasty.
Whoever did that, iconic. You deserve a raise.
So iconic. And then Gunther, we hear from him shortly to...
I need to step in.
To get ready for his match with Chad, who has beaten him once. We'll see if he has beaten him again. Maxine is definitely ready to support Alpha Academy and Chad Gable as herself and Otis look along for Chad to win and get the Intercontinental Championship. Once again, a great match tonight between the two. Very conclusive ending. And I say conclusive because, baby, I don't know. Somebody finna lose their life. Chad Gable ends up winning by countout. But he doesn't even care that he doesn't win the championship.
He has two victories over this man. Two victories over this man. And it's like, what? You and Shane need to team over Rhea and get them right. First of all, let me tell you something. I don't team up with nobody when it comes to my man, because Damian and Finn been mine since day one. People just jump in. I don't have to team with nobody to get mine together. Okay. She may help me somehow, you know what I'm saying? But however, I don't need no help getting my men together. I don't. I got it under control. They know what's up. But yeah, with this here, the way that fucking Chad Gable was German suplex Gunther over that damn barricade, honey.
Crazy.
Gunther, you like you were, I don't want to say you were getting your ass whooped, but this was definitely a tough opponent for you with it being Chad Gable. Chad Gable was nothing to play with at all whatsoever. He's been proving that. And I think that if they do run this back again for the third time, like, or they just run it back again, I do feel like maybe I hope that there is an ending to this.
And I think Gunther's gonna end up getting his payback.
Honestly. Oh, definitely. No,
that payback.
Very much so. And then it's just like, well, damn, who's next? Dragon off. I hope whenever you finish doing your shit down there at NXT, bring your ass up here to Monday Night Raw. And, you know, maybe he could be the one to take this title off Gunther. I've been saying this is what I want. I feel like Dragon off could be the one for Gunther to take this title off. And that's what I'm going for. Chad is doing a great job, you know what I'm saying? He is. I would like for it to be him to win, but I am sticking with Dragunov in this situation.
Yeah. We also see a brief meeting between Judgment Day trying to get their thoughts together before they head into the main event. Rhea still frustrated. Damian is trying to explain himself while Finn seems to be disengaged in a bit. I don't know where the problem lies, but it seems that the real issue is within Finn. And I don't know how it's playing into Damian. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what is the big issue, but I think that there's going to be a separation of the two soon. And I don't know, maybe Damian has to put his Money in the Bank contract on the line. Who knows? But we did hear from Cody Rhodes. He did call JD a Funko Pop, said his head was bigger than his body. And man, when I tell you, Cody is really for the people.
What do they used to call them people who heads are bigger than their bodies? It's an old phrase I used to hear. Damn, I can't think of it, but it's gonna come to me soon. But there is somebody like you, like if somebody's head was bigger than their body, it's a phrase that people will call them. But I can't, it's a phrase that people will call them, but I can't think of it right now, but I'm sure it's gonna come to me soon.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. But what did Nakamura say was very interesting. Of course, when he picks up his child, he is in pain. Obviously, he's talking about Seth Rollins. He was very vigilant in Seth having more demons than I feel like people want to admit. And I think Shinsuke kind of reminded the people of who Seth was before all of this glitz and glamour and getting styled and hitting the red carpet. And child, they're gonna have to figure it out.
That's the thing. He knows about his back. But I know your back been hurting for like a couple years now. You've been holding on, you know. But I'm telling you right now, I feel like at Payback, I think Shinsuke is definitely gonna be targeting Seth back in various different ways.
Yeah. He will be. Shinsuke did know. Seth will discuss that a little later as well in the show. But yeah, he
4 years.
Girl, he has his number.
I can't even take 4 hours of back pain.
Jesus.
4 years.
Seth Rollins will be defending the World Heavyweight Championship at Payback 1 week from Saturday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania against Shinsuke Nakamura. Rhea Ripley had a match tonight as well, which didn't last too long, versus Candice LeRae. Candice gave as much offense as she could find, but unfortunately, she lost. Now, Rhea has defeated Indy Hartwell. Now she's beating Candice LeRae. And Raquel is... Aw, look who came by, y'all.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Seti-poo.
Me a river.
Hurting
Seti.
From
go get your icy hot. You know?
He said he was in the streets, so I don't know who attacked him.
Oh, that's what I'm great.
Saying, what's so funny is like saying, being in a patio and then saying you're in the street is hilarious to me.
Like, girl, what are you? You so bougie.
I said you brought some viewers. Hold on. Propaganda. Propaganda.
Here
goes Sid like trying to get into the YouTube. All the back pain. Love to see it.
No, this
it was actually a good match. It just should have been longer. That's just
you would think, right? Because I think because of the sense of the fact of like this match between Rhea and Candice LeRae had a lot of potential to be longer than what it was.
Yeah.
And there's no way in hell that Candice LeRae should have been like squashed the way that she was. Like there is so much that you could have done with this match. And I get it, you know, I get you guys trying to make Rhea a dominant champion and everything like that, but I do feel like this could have been a lengthier match.
No, it should have.
There's a way to showcase dominance by actually putting on, you know, lengthy matches or whatever. I don't know if it has something to do with her saying, like, you know, was she having knee issues? Like, her knee pops out every now and then or whatever. But, girl, Raquel's knee was hurting last week, and she came out here and knocked your ass out. So
that's true. also came out this week as well. After the match, Rhea was celebrating, and to her own pain, she sees Raquel. Raquel takes the crutch, throws it at her, and then gives her a big boot. But that's not it. The clothesline that Raquel gave Rhea, I think, reminded her of the times that they spent in NXT. Yeah. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but when y'all do this package, y'all better do the NXT stuff.
You got to include that. Used to
travel together and how they were in the faction with Bianca Belair. Like, mm-hmm. you need, this is, people think this is just Raquel and Rhea. No, this is a time and a tale of two champions, and it needs to be done right because the build is not long, mm-hmm. and everyone can't have that. And this is no diss to Raquel and Rhea, but everyone can't have a bad story and then give a match like Bianca and Sasha. Mm-hmm. Not saying they won't, but everyone can't do that. So I think the story, just keep more people invested, because obviously it's that story of revenge, payback. Yeah. It makes sense. But let's talk about Rhea's payback. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how Rhea was sent off from NXT by Raquel Rodriguez. And when Raquel came, and if we're being honest, during Rhea's entire reign and time in NXT, there was no one that reached that capacity in NXT than Raquel Rodriguez. Yeah. Her and Charlotte facing each other was one of the few times that even happened outside of Raquel and Rhea. And so I think that they have to properly do this feud, because Raquel is definitely not the only one that is trying to get payback. Because
I mean, that's true. I mean, she's taken her out multiple times and stuff like that. They have that history of being real life friends. I like on screen shit like that. Real life friends, like, yep. came up within, you know, starting with the Mae Young class and so on and so forth, and you know, traveling together, of course, like you said, and a lot of other things that implements and plays a big part. Even when the time when Rhea was a heel, like what 2 years ago. When she turned on Liv Morgan, they had their match at it was last year's WrestleMania, I think, when that had happened or something like that. But
when they all had met, yeah. in the ring?
Mm-hmm.
That was after she won at Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, so like
there was still, that was 2 years ago. Well, damn, I think that was like 3 years ago. Actually. No, 2 years.
One or two, but
I think it was the WrestleMania after lockdown.
Yeah, basically. So, but yeah, I mean, the roles have now reversed in this feud and everything like that. So yeah, WrestleMania 37.
Yeah.
So I do feel like now what I will say is that, do I feel like Raquel could be the one to defeat Rhea Ripley? She could, but there's always going to be like that. They're pretty high on Rhea Ripley right now, in a sense. And every week, they're bringing out new merch shit for her. She got on a new shirt tonight kind of situation. People down there at NXT love Rhea Ripley and so on and so forth. Like, whenever she comes out, everybody's like, mommy, there's a lot of love that people have for Rhea Ripley, even though you may say her title reign would be trash or blah, blah. But then again, if they put a title on somebody else, they're going to get the same thing, right?
That's true.
We don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're saying that Rhea's reign is trash and blah, blah, and all this and that, but the competitors that Rhea Ripley have been given, like, not saying that they're bad or anything like that, but they haven't been built up to give you that star power that they could be a champion.
Yeah. It's the same problems that happened with Charlotte and Bianca taking the title off of them. Like, but I think in this situation, Raquel can beat Rhea. I just don't think it's right now. I don't think Rhea has to beat her clean, mm-hmm. but I don't think that it happens in this moment. Like, Rhea definitely needs to continue to be as strong as she is, as dominant she is. She can't suffer a loss in a couple weeks. That just going into everything that we've been doing, I don't see Rhea doing that. Tommaso Ciampa was very serious and very adamant about getting his spot back before Miz was in the ring with Akira Tozawa. Yes, not just valid challengers, void of challengers. Okay. But Akira Tozawa got his opportunity tonight on Monday Night Raw with the Miz, and of course, the Miz is going to pick someone who he feels like he can beat. Well, funny story, LA Knight says, I'm not done popping up. You're not done popping up? Mm-hmm. I'm not done popping up either. And I think it would be a good time for me to come out here and see what's really going on, because now you're trying to do something that you're not going to get away with. And unfortunately, he didn't get away with it. Akira Tozawa got the win.
That's nasty work. Yeah! 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 That is nasty work. Akira Tozawa getting his first win in a very, 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 very long time against the Miz. Like, what?
The Miz.
The fucking Miz. Mm. Wow. On a Monday Night Raw, like, tragic, honey. It's a great time to be Akira Tozawa, I'll tell you that much.
Okay. I mean, that's just how the cookie crumbled, you know? With the help of a sudden distraction, Miz has bigger fish to fry. But this is not the momentum that he needs.
No. This is amazing. Shout out to Akira Tozawa. He definitely deserved that. LA Knight and Miz will be at Payback. Just wait. I haven't seen them post that graphic yet, but it is that is the plan to go is for have them be at Payback.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm very excited about this. LA Knight is in a position where he's waiting for the big opportunity, but he's still getting put places that allow him to still shine. What I thought was really good after the tag team match was, you know, Riddle was basically begging Drew McIntyre to stay as a tag team, and Drew didn't know what he felt. You know, he didn't know what to think. And the New Day, they come around and they say that they did pretty good and that they want to make sure that after they have their match next week with the Viking Raiders, they want to be very clear that they want to run that rematch back that they did tonight. And I thought it was a very impressive match. So, looks like we'll be getting McGriddle for a while.
I want Xavier to get rid of those Tyler Perry braids. He was supposed to take them out. He was supposed to take them out like last week, and he still got them in. So, I'm going to need you to go back to the dressing room with Tyler Perry and tell him to take them bitches out, because I hate them.
That's crazy.
I hate them. It's giving good. It's giving Good Burger.
That's a good one.
It is. And speaking of Good Burger, they also have dropped the trailer for season 4 episode for Good Burger 2 on Paramount this fall.
Perfect. Well, that's good to know. We move on to the women. Of course, Becky comes out. Was not expecting this tonight. Not sure what I was expecting, but it was so good to see the man grace her presence in Quebec. But of course, Trish comes out. You know, if you caught our news earlier before all the chaos, there was actual news. They did report about Trish doing her live match for the first time in years, two nights ago. And it was a great, great turnover for her. Everyone was very excited. But she did the same thing that she did at the live show tonight. She gave the crowd exactly what they wanted. And that's Trish being this mean girl, which I was accused of being earlier, but you know, mean girls thrive forever.
I guess, according to supposed to be broken, so maybe Becky is going to break the mean girlness out of Trish Stratus the same way that was televised earlier. Can't wait to see
I don't know. I think Zoe might need to, you know, like, take notes, because Regina, definitely. Trish wish she could be mean. She's not. Oh, wow. I'm in there, too. Or Nikki.
It's like, who's bigger? You know, they're saying who's a bigger Regina George, Trish or Nikki? So bigger Regina George? Is it you?
I'm definitely a bigger Regina. Because I'm a real life. I'm not a character. Look how she ate that. Okay, then we move on. Of course, it was announced that they will be getting their steel cage match. Trish was just babbling on about the same shit. Like, normally, in better weeks, Trish has actually had some substance. But tonight, she just, I don't know. Just, I'm ready to get to the fighting. All the talking. Like, all the talking is just crazy. Yeah, Payback is 1 week from Saturday, and Trish will get her first ever steel cage match against the greatest woman, in my opinion, the man, Becky Lynch. And yes, I'm saying Becky is better than Charlotte in the sense of maybe the way that she's been booked and placed. That's how they booked the man as the greatest woman of all time. Do I believe she's better than Charlotte? No, absolutely not. Do I think Charlotte's the greatest woman of all time? Absolutely. But in this stance, is Becky also the greatest woman of all time? Yeah, it's like 1A, 1B. Mm-hmm. Honest. I don't think she's better. I don't think Charlotte's better than Becky, to be honest. Do I think she's the best? Absolutely. But I think that when people study the history, if you put Lita and Trish on a team, and then you put Becky and Charlotte, it's a seat. Like, I hate to be that person, but we have to move away from nostalgia sometimes. Becky and Charlotte, like, we're not even talking about accolades, just pure performance as a whole. Two of the greatest women to do it. That's not to knock Trish and Lita. That's just to say that there can be, just because someone is the oldest at doing something, does not mean they're the best. And that's just my philosophy.
I think they're the best of their time, of their era.
I think they're the best of that way. Period. Well, Trish and Lita, you mean?
Yeah, like Trish and Lita, yeah. They are in the era wise. We're speaking era wise. Then they would be. Yeah. They would be the greatest of their era because that's what the standard was during that time. Now you move forward. I mean, your standard is of course within the four horsewomen being, you know, Charlotte, Becky, Bayley, and the woman who died, and everything like that.
Well, and I also think with like
and even other women behind that too, though.
I think the four horsewomen just did something that Trish and Lita weren't able to do, and it's not their fault.
Yeah,
they just. When Sasha and Bayley did their match at TakeOver, they put their jobs on the line. Mm-hmm. And I just think at that point, sometimes you don't want to do that. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But Sasha and Bayley, and then not only just that, but then the feud, one of the biggest feuds in modern day history between Charlotte and Becky, that it bleeded over into the media. Yeah. I just think that they changed the entire landscape. Sasha will always go down as one of the greatest, but her, if you look back at her WWE career, in my opinion, they snubbed her a lot. And it wasn't even about just winning. It's just, there were a lot of moments that she either wasn't involved in or was, and just didn't hit the pinnacle. And then even with that, you still have to show up. So I'm not, when I go back and look at Sasha, I'm not going to give the blame to all booking. There were multiple times in the last years of her career where, and I'm just being honest, Sasha was being left where Bayley was plummeting. And I'm talking about more so after pandemic, you know, when things started to get back to the changes. Sasha was in and out. Sasha was returning here and there. Bayley was thriving. Becky was thriving. Charlotte was thriving, and you can just tell that there was obviously something that was not being represented for Sasha Banks. I think she should have gotten the match with Trish. This should be Sasha, in my opinion. But Sasha would, oh my God, it would be so embarrassing. And I hate to say this, and this is why I am who I am, but it would be so embarrassing for Trish to not be able to keep up with a Sasha Banks. And that's not to knock the town of Becky Lynch, but that's Sasha. That is Sasha the motherfucking Banks. Like, that's Sasha pro professional. That's Sasha Eddie motherfucking Guerrero Banks. Like it would be embarrassing to see that. But
I also think it would be a challenge for Trish, though, because you will be in the ring with someone who has a wrestling background that is so... It was like extremely advanced than what you were already wrestling. Majority of the women that Trish was wrestling, they had a wrestling background like a Jazz or a Victoria or a Lita, but it wasn't as if like you stepped into the ring with Sasha Banks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like her, like she's a fucking frisbee. She can throw her own body around in different ways she wanted to, you know what I'm saying? And she, because she has that background of various different styles that she went to. But I would say like the other match would be Lita, because Lita wrestled down in Mexico and has that type of lucha background and everything like that. But I think that, I don't know if somewhere down the line where that Mercedes and Trish match would still happen, because I mean, to me wise, I do feel like it is very off between Becky and Trish anyway. To be honest, I feel like there's this chemistry that, okay, in the beginning it was like, oh, okay, cool, you know, so I get it. But as it continues to trickle down week after week, it starts to make me realize they really don't have the best chemistry ever. It showed in their match last week. It shows in how their promos have been going against each other and things like that. That's just like,
yeah.
Now I'm like, I hope that this steel cage match is in of it all, and then we move the hell on, because it's just not there.
I do think that I would like to see Zoe benefit more after this. Yeah. I get it, but I do think that I think Trish could meet Mercedes outside of WWE, but I also think that Sasha could easily just come back and just have that one-off where, I mean, I don't think.
But would she come? The thing I was wondering, like, would she come back as being Sasha Banks?
She has to, because Mercedes is not an entity. Like, it's a thing for, in my opinion, for the indies. It's different with Matt Cardona, because Sasha Banks was Sasha fucking Banks in WWE. Like, you can't take that away. That's not to diminish Zack Ryder, but if we're being honest and we're comparing the two, Sasha Banks is still, there's so much that's left. I think if she comes back as Mercedes Moné, it just, in my opinion, that should be saved for her own entity of life. Like that should be, that's, in my opinion, I don't feel like it's going to captivate a WWE audience. That's just in case. And I say that just in case if you want to take your ass to AEW.
That's true, right?
And then you don't have to go through all the logistics and you have your name. Yeah. I think you come back as Sasha Banks, because that's what we know you as. And there's, think about the amount of fans that have no idea, one, that she walked out from WWE, two, that she wrestled in New Japan Pro Wrestling, three, that she has a new name, and four, some people just think that she's just gone from WWE. Like, she's just not on the TV. You know, some people aren't as invested as we may be. So I think that you have to come back as the Sasha Banks, and you have to beat Charlotte, I feel like. And I'm not just being biased when I say that, because I love Sasha just as much. You have to finish your own story when it comes to what you and Charlotte built. There's no way in hell that you will be back in this company and not hold a world. Like, they're going to have to literally like feed you grapes, like on a pedestal. If Sasha returns, long ass title reign, big ass moment. Hell, I don't give a fuck if she wins WrestleMania, wins the title, and then is the champion all the way up until Royal Rumble, goes into the Royal Rumble, beats everyone in the Royal Rumble as the champion, wins the Money in the Bank. Like, I don't give a damn. Like, y'all really owe that girl a lot. And I say that because in just that span that the girl was there, she was able to do that, but I never feel like she really got her big moment, especially on the grand stage. She never got her singles opportunity to hold that title up. She always either defended or was in the title picture or a tag team champion, which was cool, but I think
I only asked that because I know how she, like, when you watch her documentary and things like that and stuff, she talked about like how she hasn't heard her own name in years, you know. So that's why I kind of pretty much asked, like, would she want to come back, you know, and be Sasha Banks, or would she want to carry the, you know, her own name and things like that? So that's the only reason why I asked, because, you know, Like she said, she hasn't heard her name Mercedes in years. She's only known Sasha. That's the character that she's been in. She doesn't get to wear her rear hair or hair out, you know, change the colors and, you know, things like that. So that's pretty much why I asked that question, because we feel like, and I would hope that if she ever does decide that she wants to come back, that she's in a better headspace, and that creative is in a totally different dynamic of things as well too.
So. Yeah. Because her not winning Money in the Bank
is crazy. It sucks for her that she didn't, you know, win a lot of those things that she should have gotten. And it's just like,
no Rumble.
Rumble, Money in the Bank. You know, yes, she got the WrestleMania thing and stuff like that with the tag titles. But as far as, like, you know, other things that she's been a part of, I feel like she should have gotten, it was some of those stuff she could have got wins for. Like, as like the first Royal Rumble, I think that she should have. Like, she was MVP of that first Women's Royal Rumble.
She could have won.
She easily could have won. But also,
but if she would have took her ass to WrestleMania and lost to Charlotte.
Oh God. I don't even know. That definitely would not be the end of it.
Cause she ate that for breakfast. No, this is no diss to Oscar, but that Royal Rumble. That Royal Rumble, she ate that for breakfast.
That means that Ronda would have came out on Sasha, though.
That would have been wild.
That'd have been fucked. All right.
We get to Chelsea, of course, and Piper, but Piper is not interested in the antics of Chelsea and tells Chelsea, bring your ass. We got a match. I ain't with all that extra shit. They end up winning, which this is a very short match as well. Kayden Carter and Katana Chance got kind of folded like a pancake, I'm not going to lie. It kind of sucks because they've been getting quite the momentum. They've even had a win over Chelsea and Sonya in the past. They put on some spectacular matches a couple weeks ago. And just like that, Piper Niven hits the splash. And, baby, I would have laid down too.
That shit is nuts. Okay. It was short as hell, though, but, you know.
No, it was short as hell, just like this show.
Girl. Hell yeah.
hell yeah. We hear from Seth Rollins too. He's more talkative and more being more, I don't want to say truthful, but opening up more about his injury, how he feels, going through everything that he's been through with his back, knowing he needs to slow down, but he can't. He's literally put this company on his back where some of us have sat at home and being champion for whatever days. Patrick Cousins running and now your face is getting blocked out
for phases and everything and a bunch of bullshit.
But yeah, we heard from Seth, and he is very adamant about he was like, Shinsuke, you're not here tonight.
Yeah, he's like, you over there across the street in a building, honey, locked up and everything, talking about me, you know what I'm saying? But Seth did say that, you know, that he let it be known that, you know, he does have, you know, his back itch situation going on for about 4 years and everything. And, you know, he did say that he doesn't know how long he's going to be able to do this. And it's like, girl, what you mean? Listen, you are only hope for champion right now as a world champion for the men. You are the only hope, because the other one, girl, we don't know where he at.
I mean, we got Cody.
We do. Cody is the face somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to see a chiropractor or something.
At least he knows when to quit. Look at Edge, 25 years.
All right. Girl, let it go. Okay. God. Yeah, we didn't come here for this, okay?
I didn't get to top my piece on Friday. Honey, old man, go home. Anyway.
Don't worry, he'll be back.
AEW. Next week, Chad Gable will be taking on Kaiser after the debacle that happened. And as I said before, Zoe Stark has to get something out of this. Becky Lynch and herself will be face-to-face in a Fall Counts Anywhere. I'm sorry, Jeffrey. I hate Edge. Kayfabe. I have to clarify myself now because people are so weird, dude.
Justice for Edge
is crazy. Fuck.
Oh God, Nikki, an Edge shirt so that she can wear it.
Girl, and I'm gonna give it to Matt Cardona.
Guess what? He always been Edge's bitch, though. could this match go in the arena, outside the arena for Memphis, Nikki? It's very possible. No. Girl, they can be somewhere on, I don't know what the fuck they got on Memphis. Elvis Presley section or some shit.
Child, it might. We also get to our main event, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens taking on two members of the Judgment Day. Don't know why they put two members, like it was just a shuffle.
It could have been.
Y'all ain't going to give us Rhea.
It said now, either four of y'all can step in the ring.
Now, that match ended up ending in a disqualification, which was odd as hell because we all looked at our screens more than likely and said, well, damn, we got 20 more minutes. We stay firing shots on it. Listen, I don't hold back, honey. I can't stand him, girl. He need to go on by his
name. I'm not saying that
man's name. Say who name?
Nobody.
That's crazy. yeah, but it ended, and then the match restarted with Cody Rhodes coming out as well to even out the odds with Judgment Day. And, of course, at the end of the night, Sami and Kevin, alongside Cody Rhodes, all were standing tall with the victory. I'm going to be a little shady here. Kevin did not look like he was really happy with Cody at the end. I'm being a little shady. I don't know if they thought they were off air or not, but, baby, he was not really trying to hug Cody. And he went over to Sami and said something. I was watching, honey. I'd be watching the girlies because y'all miss it. I want the tea.
I don't know, maybe we could just tie it. And it's just like, why are you grabbing me like that? You know, like, girl, what? I don't know. But
you are definitely Kevin Owens.
Me?
Yeah, I definitely.
The funny thing is that Kevin is a Taurus and Sami is a Cancer.
So I know, that's the crazy part.
How I don't know how I'm backwards, but you know. Cause yeah, I definitely
run in. We sure did. I thought Sid was gonna come do a run in on us. Don't nobody ever do a run in on us.
Run in. He gonna get locked. The door is locked. Okay. Unless he got Brock Lesnar's shoulders, he can bust through this thing. I don't know what to tell him.
He might. CK was talking about his legs earlier, huh?
I don't think he has access back here. That's the thing.
Oh.
He gotta be sent the link. EST. How you did EST or WST?
The EST.
Okay. To your own shit.
Okay, honey. Yeah.
You're a fake.
But we love Cody. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, oh, wait, hold on. Just to say, there are two Cancers in the ring right now and one Taurus hugging a Taurus. Just saying. So just want to put that out there.
Man, he was catching strays. I'm not presentable at the 8 p.m. Damn, what's it? Durag and Hoochie Daddies?
Yeah, he got his he probably
he ready for bed already.
Girl, he done already. My shoulder is broad. Your shoulders might be broad, but are they like, what can you do with them?
He said he cannot goddamn do it.
Well, I would love to see you do it.
He said he cannot let no down.
I get the lunch. Oh, you gotta get the lunch code. Wow,
that sucks.
Wow,
I could have dropped the link. Bingo. Right. We did do a gaming show over the weekend, so make sure you check that out. We also did Multiverse United 2. Great match, great card, just a lot of good action.
Yeah.
Oh my God, like I'm still not over it a little bit. That women's match was absolutely spectacular. But yes, other than that, any final thoughts from tonight's episode before we biz on out? It's 11 o'clock, Lord, thank God.
It is. Hopefully, I am at Monday Night Raw next week. Hopefully I'll be able to see Damian Priest for the first time in person. So I'm gonna clinch myself.
Oh my fucking!
What? Do what?
Joseph.
Why would you bring that up?
Who gives a damn? Because I said something about multiverse. Who gives a damn about Alex Shelley?
He retained on Sunday. He could retain 4 days, but. Like, listen, we'll save all of our comments and thoughts.
Who is Shelly facing? Oh, he's facing Brian Myers. Who is he facing for emergence? He taking time off?
No, he facing, who is he facing for emergence?
He don't have an opponent. I thought Sonata taking on Jake something.
Maybe we'll find out. Orange face body news. Girl, what? What kind of...
That's in a Canadian emoji. I don't think they sent it through. You know, they The news is blocked. Might not be CNN approved.
Oh, God.
We will be back Thursday. I'm hoping to God that Shelly loses, but I don't know if anything.
I don't know. Anything is possible, per se, but you are not the honorary salt shaker. Please let that be known that you're not. Okay.
The premium.
Premier WWT tag team and the honorary salt shaker. I appreciate the
honorary.
I'm not giving you that. Nikki may give you that, but I'm not giving you that.
I might give you that. It just depends. We have to see more from said on WWT. So I'm gonna propose said's gonna take. He's gonna fund the first WWT trip to Detroit since he loves it so much, and he's gonna show us around. And then we're gonna get to know Sid a little more. We'll make it into a vlog so y'all can get to know
more. That Flint water.
I'm not drinking that water.
I'm not eating there. That period.
It wasn't bad.
I will bring some ham and cheese.
But we did get the. I give you 30 days.
30 days.
What?
Are you gonna give? You're gonna give 30 days to prove why you should be an honorary salt shaker.
Well, I hope they trip to Detroit from in there.
And within within those 30 days, it doesn't even matter. To me, you will still not be a salt shaker.
I want to see the Motown. I want to see Detroit as a whole. Okay.
We're gonna see. Because you're not finna hit us in the back with a chair.
That could.
I'm telling you right now. I'm not pulling that route. I don't trust you.
Because we do have to get to your motives. Because we didn't get your motives today. We didn't give you a chance. Today was more of an NXT kind of pop in. Like, we really not trying to hear what you're trying to say.
Exactly. It was like NXT parking lot brawl, and we beat your ass outside. So next week, Cena. I'm in the ring. Then you know you can explain why you feel like you should be one of us.
You tried, Cena.
You did, and you got your ass whooped.
We don't believe you. Who is we?
Who is we?
I don't know. But we are Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Until next time, that's how we ended it, honey. If you didn't catch any of the old episodes, you better go back and watch them. Stop showing up to the shows late. Now you got to rewind and go all the way back to figure out what happened. Come on, Tab. Bye.
Hey, peeps. TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching, because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, ROH Post Show,
Sorry to interrupt the brief commercial, but we were told that we didn't finish the job. When you create the job, you are the job, and you look like the job. You walk and talk like the job, okay? The job is done. When we say the job is done. Ciao.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.